أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. لكل أمة جعلنا منسكا من الناس فيه فلا ينازعنك في الأمر وادع إلى ربك إنك لعلى هدى مستقيم. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoke to us of many, many bounties Allah azza wa jalla allowed us to enjoy in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explained that how He allows the rain to fall from the heavens and the entire earth then becomes green. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of how He has subjugated everything for us. Everything He has left it within our control. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of how the ship sailed across the sea only by the command and the will of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the cosmic creations of Him and how Allah keeps the creation back from smashing and falling onto earth. Allah spoke of how He brought us to life and how He will allow us to taste death and then bring us back to life once again. In the following ayah, ayah number 67 of Surah Al-Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses an argument that was raised by the mushrikeen and the polytheists in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they argued with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and quarreled with him about the Islamic method of slaughter. We know that in Islam there is a specific way that the animal is slaughtered. There is a special method of slaughter. And if that method of slaughter is not adhered to, then the animal is not fit for consumption. It will be considered and treated as carrion. So they objected to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that why is it when an animal dies a natural death, it is carrion, it is haram, but it died by the will of Allah. And when you slaughter an animal, then it is halal. What makes it halal? Why is it? Both have tasted death. The outcome of both is the same. Both have died. Both are meat. Why is there this difference? That one can be consumed and the other one cannot be consumed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ جَعَلْنَا مَنْسَكًا هُمْ نَاسِكُونَ. Allah says for every ummah, not only for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but for every religious committee, community, Allah says we have prescribed a way of slaughter. If you look at the Yahud, the Jews, they also have a specific method of slaughter that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed for them. So Allah says for every religious community, we have prescribed a method and a way of slaughter, hum nasiku, which they are required to abide by. And they are required to follow that method of slaughter. فَلَا يُنَازِعُنَّكَ فِي الْأَمْرِ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do not allow them to quarrel with you regarding the matter. It is something that there's no benefit in fighting about and quarreling with them about. وَدْعُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ. Just invite them to your Rabb. Ignore these objections and these silly arguments that have absolutely no basis. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَدْعُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ. You call them to your Rabb and supplicate to your Allah, turn to your Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ هُدًى مُسْتَقِيمٍ. Indeed, you are certainly upon the straight guidance from Allah azza wa jalla. So don't allow them to create doubts and to create these type of unnecessary thoughts in your mind about the slaughtering of the animals or any other commandment of Sharia. وَإِنْ جَادَلُوا. But if they persist and they quarrel with you and they argue with you, فَقُلْ أَلَّهُ أَعْلَمْ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware of what you are doing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware of your intention, why you are raising this argument and why you wish to quarrel. So do not waste your time quarreling and arguing with them. There's no point in it. The objective is not to learn. There are two types of people who argue. There are two types of people who quarrel. There is the one who argues or quarrels, but not really quarrel, but asks a certain question with the genuine intention of learning. That is a person who deserves a response. That is a person who deserves to be engaged. But then you have someone else who raises an argument and who asks a question with the intention of quarreling and with the intention of creating a dispute and with the intention of simply stating a difference or a different view. Such a person should be ignored. And that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us over here, because the intention is very, very important. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, إِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ هُدًى مُسْتَقِيمٌ وَإِنْ جَادَلُوكَ. If they keep on quarreling and arguing and debating with you, فَقُلِ لَا أَعْلَمْ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware of what you are doing, what it is that you try to achieve, and what it is that you seek through this quarreling and the ongoing argument. اللَّهُ يَحْكُمُ بَيْنَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ فِيهِ تَخْتَلِفُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge between them on the day of Qiyamah regarding all that which they had differed in. أَلَمْ تَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Do you not know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything that is in the heavens and the earth? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware of the intention and the motive behind the arguments and the differing. إِنَّ ذَلِكَ فِي الْكِتَابِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed all of that is recorded in a book. Whatever you do, whatever intention you have, and whatever objectives you might have behind the performing of certain acts and behind certain deeds that you do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, all of that is recorded in a book by Allah. إِنَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ. Indeed, this is absolutely easy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to produce all of this on the day of Qiyamah, on the day of Qiyamah against a person, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge on that day. May Allah grant us wisdom.